Okay, hello and welcome everybody. So welcome to another Energy Dentistry Clinic Hour. It's April 26th. And I thought it would be fun today to do something that would allow you to all to create the kind of session you want. So I'm going to teach you how to work with a hologram of your own teeth. How many of you would like that? Learn holographic healing right now from me. Let me know in the chat box if that feels good to you. Yeah. And so please, please, please do this one thing. Do not measure your success against any result you'll have or not have. Of course, you're going to have results. But when you do something for the result, things just don't go right. I remember when I was first learning holographic programming from my mentor. My mentor is Jaden Rose Phoenix, and she does fabulous, fabulous work with holographic healing. And yeah, let me just write down her name so that in case you want to learn directly from her, Jaden Rose, Phoenix. Yeah, if you want to learn that directly from her, that's great. And I learned that from her many years ago when she was just starting to mentor. And since then, I have just come up with my own way of doing things. So it may not match what she's doing right now. And that's what she wants. She wants us to develop our own way of knowing, our own way of playing this 5D reality, this new holographic reality. So it's based on the work of yes, I work with pets. Oh my God, I love Yoda. So you can do that for your pet today. So let me just write down the name of the book, Holographic Reality, but it's Michael, MichaelTalbot. I hope I spell his name right. But anyway, I read his book and was fascinated by the idea that one part of us can contain many parts because we all started as a zygote, you know, sperm, egg, zygote, just a few cells. And then from there, we grow. Those initial few cells contained everything that we're to become, just like an acorn becomes the oak tree. And every part of us has some every part of the oak tree has some aspect of the acorn, and the acorn has the whole program of the oak tree in it. So, yeah, so the same thing with our teeth. Every teeth has within it the energy field of organ systems, what's going on in that aspect of your life. On a psycho-spiritual level, we talk about this a lot, what's going on, your archetypal energies and all that. So how you play with that, how you define the elements in it is all up to you. But when it just comes down to the actual healing, it's so simple. You all know it. I just tap into that place and space for this density and I play with it. And you yawn and you get a heal, and that's all it is to it. So let's begin with something simple that you want to shift. And just imagine bringing all that in front of a little box in front of you or a cup or whatever you feel like. Because there's only three things required for alchemy, right? The container, the energy, an intention that activates the whole field. So put that container in front of you, and you can drop into this container, say, every and all dental issues you have. Oh boy, I'm dropping into this container every and all dental issues you all have as a group. Then I just play with that. And medical intuition is something I sort of learned on my own because I just couldn't do it anyone else's way. And a lot of it begins with the Blue Book by Louise L. Hayes, and from what Louise does and what I learned from Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine, I just put those three together and what actual life experiences with clients and what they tell me. Yeah, so the foundation for my own intuitive training is Louise L. Hayes' Blue Book. Louise L. Hayes, who else? I read a lot from Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz, who's a great medical intuitive and neuroscientist. And I learned, I went to a program for Chinese medicine and acupuncture for a year, where I got a whole year's worth of teachings in Chinese medicine and theory and acupuncture and all that. And I also read a lot about Ayurvedic medicine. So I really don't even know how to define a medical and intuitive program that I do. But anyway, I'm still working on this hologram, this container where I put in any and all of your dental issues, everyone in the group, everyone who signed up for the program, what those issues are, and I put it in, and I just start releasing everything, playing with all the density. And my intention is that I help everyone clear all their issues on all levels, the physical level of the teeth, the gums, the emotional level, you know, like everything that you guys are going through in life, all the traumas, all the family issues. And then a spiritual level, how are you adjusting? How are you activating your own power, your own joy, your own creativity, all that? So put in here the intention in your own hologram, what you think, and you don't have to know, but all the emotional issues you like to change, family issues, whatever is creating a sense of distress in you. So we're gonna do that. So my intention is that I'm tuning into all of your dental issues. And then all the root causes, the emotional, the psychospiritual, the dietary, the metabolic stuff that's gone on, the hormonal stuff. And release all that. And again, you are invited to do the same thing. Again, we're going to create a container, and it's just convenient to put it right in front of me. But like when I'm not on video, when I have the whole room to play, I could just expand and be like, in this whole field of my living room, is someplace I can play with, tuning into all the lining issues you are dealing with. Where does my attention go? And how do I collapse that field of energy now? Actually, I am gonna move things around so that I get more space to play with you. Give me a second here. So I'm gonna stand up, move the chair out of my way. So that here you go. I'm gonna just stand up and move around the room. And you are invited to do the same in the space that you're in. And I'm just gonna ask that everything show up in this space so that I have room to move and play with and see what direction to go to neutralize any and all issues you have. And where would the information be for the healing transformations you are asking for? And I just allow myself to go in that direction. And let me hear something back here. So, and if you need to see, do you see? I have a white Terra energy. I'm just gonna put that in the field and ask that whatever white Terra, the healing Terra, is supposed to bring you, that she blesses all of you to activate all your healing abilities now. So here you go. Awaken the white Terra in all of you. I'm gonna put this back. Oh my God, I love my crystal here. Okay, so I got this beautiful pink tourmaline in the matrix that wants to contribute to you today. So there's a lot of you with broken hearts that want to strengthen your heart energy for whatever reason. So we're going to play with that. I'm going to just activate this crystalline energy and all of you in the space of that you are in now. And let me know in the chat box what's happening for you as this is going on, as I'm just allowing myself to do more out of the box stuff that I know that would be fun for you to play with. And again, you're welcome to rewatch this program and play with it as you like, okay? So, tourmaline, activating that in your energy fields. Good, are you falling asleep already? And I always have a piece of black tourmaline with me to just clear out all the stuff I'm getting from my cell phone, my computers, and what have you. And I love wearing my Rhodochrome eye too. So we need to just move out of the usual space of doing things. And I find that when I allow myself to follow my intuition about how to play with you all and not just do things the usual way, because things are always evolving for me, and that you are all okay with that. So now, and I just feel like, man, this tourmaline is here to heal many broken hearts. Yeah, there's a lot of pain. I get you. I got it. The pain of being left out, the pain of not being enough, the pain of not being seen, the pain of feeling like you're never doing enough in your life to make things happen. Yeah, all that, just allow for a flow of pink tourmaline energy into your field right now. And allowing the white Tara energy in all of you to awaken. actually, this pink tourmaline feels like white Tara, doesn't it? Yeah. So what else is going on with the teeth? The need to regenerate teeth, the gums, the receding gums, and each tooth in your mouth. Play with that in front of your own hologram now. And some of you may just feel that heaviness, the energy with your hands, and that's great. Some of you may be very visual and you want to bring a certain color over it, like many people like to bring white or the gold of Christ consciousness or the divine feminine. Whatever feels really good to you at the moment, trust that and do that now for yourself. And I got to drink some water here. Two minutes into the call, and I'm already needing more water. So for people who join us a little late today, we are playing. We are playing big. We are just playing with a different way, and I'm showing you how I'm using the holographic model to do healing. And I want you to be able to do it for yourself so that you are empowered to be you. You are empowered to awaken the healer within you. And if it helps to have, like, a white Tara to represent that and to help you remember who you are, that's great. Oh, yeah, I also have Kuan Yin. Hold on. Yeah. I love this Kuan Yin energy. And if you need to awaken that within you, let's do that now. Oh, okay. So I'm putting this next to my computer here and seeing it sending you all divine energy and awaken that aspect of yourself. Oh. So again, in this magical container we are creating together, you can put in, so there's a container, and you can put in here whatever you choose, whatever energy you choose, and an intention to transform it. And then you can invite any and all energies to do this with you. Oh my God. So I wonder what this is releasing for all of you. Oh. And I wonder if you should all be on camera so I can unmute you all and see how you're playing with this. If you like to, like, put yourself on camera and unmute yourself, totally fine with that. But I'm not going to purposefully, like, put you all on camera just in case you're sitting in the bathtub naked, Which is okay. Some people do things like this. Work at home naked, yeah. So I'm just asking what patterns within you are looking to be transformed now. That will also have an impact on your dental health. And we don't have to name all the dental issues. We can just be more general so that we can be more allowing of what shows up. Okay, so what can I change in this energy field of us that would allow you to transform something or everything about your dental health, your overall health? Oh. And what issues feel so stubborn, feel so persistent and hard to change that it's actually ready to change with just a little bit more light and love and energy and attention. So we'll bring some light energy and love and attention to the places that just feel right, sometimes it's better to not even name it, because if I were to say, you know, the F word and say, the places of stuckness in your family, that's all it takes to get you all stuck anyway. So all the rough and tough places and spaces, doesn't matter if it's family relationships or an actual diagnose that feels like you can never do enough to transform it. You've been working on it for 20 years. What if this is the moment to shift all that now? Whatever has been so tough, so hard, and so hidden that it has been crying for help for so long and you didn't even know how to shift it. What if we have the energy and the capacity to do that now? And you know, and as a group, we amplify one another's energy, so that makes it all easier. So within the energy field of our own hearts, we amplify one another's heartfelt energy. And then, anything that we thought was impossible is now possible. Here we go. See, that's great that you do the yawning for us all. I mean, my God, thank you. So let's see, what else have you considered so impossible that you have given up on, or that you may even have surrendered because you were told to just surrender, blah, blah, blah. What if everything that you thought you have to surrender, you can now render possible in a different way and transform? Whatever it may be. Doesn't matter who diagnosed you or didn't diagnose you. How you diagnose yourself. How many people do that? You diagnose yourself by looking up in Google. So whatever you've been Googling that you thought was a diagnose of some sort that you just have to diagnose and know and how to solve and resolve, blah, 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 all that. And everything that you thought, God, it would really take a miracle for this to happen. So what if right now is the time, the space, the energy, the consciousness where that miracle is ready to happen for you now? And yeah, be totally in alignment with the energy, space, and consciousness of miracles. And the miracle healer is you. And there's no higher heart or lower heart. There's just heart. Heart expansion or heart contraction. So if you were to choose heart expansion, what would that feel like now? And what if this is the moment where higher heart, lower self, your everyday self are all coming together, allowing you to embody your divine sovereignty with total ease now? embodied us in every cell, every space, in you, every molecule, every biophoton in you. And all you ever do is yawn. That's okay. Let's see, what would be a miracle for you? What would it take for you to know you embody the space, the consciousness, the power, the energy of miracles? So you are the miracle and you are the miracle maker. How that? And anything that doesn't allow you to have that now, let's clear that your energy field from our energy field, from our container. The container of you is miracle and miracle maker. What does all this have to do with energy dentistry? I have no idea. Don't make me think in a linear way. I cannot do that. But anyway, yeah, this is still part of the energy dentistry program. We're just having more fun with it. Here we go. What more fun can you have that would allow you to access even more dynamic shifts in your dental health, in your overall health, in your relationships, in your money, and whatever you choose? Here we go. So let's ask for a gift of all the elementals for all of you that feels right for you right now, whatever that gift may be. It could be the gift of having total ease in your body right now, the gift of total ease with money, creating money. So the earth elementals, you know, because I'm playing with the earth elementals like this tourmaline here, tourmaline, and I'm wearing rhodochrosite and this other stuff around me. So the earth elementals, and I wonder what gemstone energies you all require now for healing, and let's bring that in for you. And you don't need to know all the gemstones because there's so many, right? But let's bring in all the ones that resonate with the red way, the pink way, the orange way, the yellow, the gold, the green, the blue, indigo, purple, white, silver, platinum, copper. And what in you can you now heal and transform with total ease right now? But all this energy you've been given, what is ready to be healed with total ease now. And what, whether it's body, organ system, or certain aspect of your life, you have what it takes to heal that now. And what else, what miracle do you have the ability to totally activate for yourself that you've been hiding from yourself all this time? And now you're ready to just unhide all that now. Now, are you willing to be the space, the energy, the consciousness of miracles? And the energy, space, and consciousness of the miracle maker that you truly are. And everything miraculous, that is you. Are you ready to own that now? All right. Oh my gosh, how's everybody right now? Are you asleep yet? Yeah, let me go sit down myself. Okay. All right, people. So, what questions? Yeah. So, I feel like that activated a lot of things in your own universe. And you can play with the simple tool of creating the hologram, the container, the energy you're putting in, and the intention. Okay. Well, okay, Marie, that question, wow. So what would it take for you to have total discernment about what you're being told? Oh yeah, whomever is selling this package on implants and entities, let's release all the energy. Sorry, nothing about that, but. So Marie, regardless of what anyone says about what's in your teeth, the entities, the implants, blah, blah, blah. Regardless of all that, what is true for you that you know and your heart is true for you, and that now being the energy, the space, and consciousness of miracles, and being the miracle worker and healer that you are, what is possible for you to transform for yourself now? What if you can totally transform all those entities into allies? And what if you can implant a good program for regenerating your teeth? So what if you can turn that program into implant a program for regenerating your teeth, healing your cavities, healing the enamels, and turn all those entities into allies on your healing journey? You can do that. Let's do that now. Remember your own divine sovereignty. Remember you are the healer. You are the miracle and you are the miracle worker. if you really own that, how can you transform anything for yourself? Oh. And release all the fear programs, all the fear manipulations from any and all marketers out there, right? That's any and all marketing out there. Have a little bit of fear base. Like even our own dentist, you need your cleaning twice a year and you need this fluoride treatment, blah, 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 because you need this fluoride treatment. I forgot what my dentist said, but I'm not going to repeat what he says about that. We're going to release that now. Great, release all that now. Wonderful. And I wonder anyone else with comments and questions. Yeah, play with this some more and see what happens for you, because I want you to really own the capacity, the amazing capacity that's undefinable and infinite, that is you. And totally unhook from any programming that is not allowing you to access your full divine sovereignty, right? So unhook from all that now through all times, all space, all dimensions, all realities. I have no idea what I just did. Anyway, that was a heavy energy, whatever it is I was clearing. Oh yeah, anything that compromises you embodying your divine sovereignty 100%. So let's release any of those programs that does not allow you to embody your divine sovereignty 100%. Wow. And anything that interferes with you being the healer for you, let's release all that too. My gosh. Okay. So let's see what else we can tune into and refine this energy of your empowerment, your embodiment of everything amazing about you. Great. So, that was great fun. So let's see. What else would allow you all to activate and regenerate any teeth you want and then gum tissue and any other conditions you're dealing with? Great. So let me know how, in the chat box, how you did with creating or attempting to play with the holographic energy healing thing. How do you like that? Let me know. Great. And I think maybe we will play with it again sometime next week until it feels like it's something that you can also do, because I want to be sure that I leave you feeling like you got your own back, you got this healing thing, you are empowered to do your own thing, right? That's important, that you're just so empowered to do your own thing and play with energy, play with your pets, play with your kids, if you like. And see how that goes. All right. So I think, yeah, this is good for today. Yeah, you all feel a little sleepy now, so I think this is great for today. And we'll see. Next week, we're going to play again. But between now and our next clinic hour, I hope you have a chance to play with that holographic model in any way you want, so that you can play. Yeah, let me know what happens when you play with it, and we will see what happens next week. Oh, all right, everyone. So I will see you all. For those of you who are in my Bagua program, I will see you in a little bit over an hour. And for those of you who are in an energy dentistry program, I will see you sometime next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.